I'm not worried about a thing, cause I know you are guiding me. Where you lead me, Lord, I will go. I have no fear, cause I know he's in control. There's no limit on what you can do, cause we all belong to you. Yes, it all belongs to you. The original church girl. It's Michelle Williams on the podcast. And in other terms, if Michelle, because usually Michelle is here, as you know, Sebs and Michelle. And she will take that position whether she likes it or not. Good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to hell. We are dying in the middle of Pride Month. It is indeed the Loud Brown Gaze. I am sitting here in squalor and dying of heat rash. Nick Charles. And on the other end of this lovely phone call is Daniel with brown, melated, sweaty skin. We are dying.
Hello. I'm not complaining. Okay? No, I'm not complaining because I like when it's warm. Yes. And it's hot. Yes. And I prefer it to when it's freezing. And you know that winter we have in this country lasts forever. So I'm not complaining. But I am stating the fact that I am sweating.
Oh, my God.
That's all I'm saying.
Not the one. Do you want to hear something? Actually, I'll tell you that in a minute. Let me have a little story from the streets for you. We're going in hard today. Getting hard.
Okay.
I have sunburn. My skin is peeling. Would you believe that? I am peeling.
Did you not SPF?
Mama, let me show you. People can't see it. They can probably hear it. I SPF. And not only that, my moisturizer had SPF. I double SPF and still got sunburn at Parklife in Manchester. What?
I saw some videos from Parklife and I need to know what those white boys were doing.
I had a lovely time.
Why is all the content I've seen for Park Life just people fighting?
Really?
I've so many people just ready to tussle.
I was just watching it,
can you all calm down? Like, this seems like a lot.
I will tell you though, so if you don't know, for people who didn't realize, I went to Parklife this weekend, which is a annual festival in Manchester, which is not too far from where the park isn't far from where I live. However, I will tell you though. The straight boys, I realized the streetwear now is tight pants. Straight boys are letting the gays know that we got bunda that you could watch but can't touch. And I'm here for it.
Well, straight boys have always, for some ungodly reason, had a lot of ass that they don't use.
Correct.
And I would tell you this. This goes for like strict tops as well, right? Yeah. So I was out at the club this weekend and this guy walked past and I had to stop it because it was like two American cartoon hams,
oh,
like tucked into these shorts. It was huge and like just the roundest ass I've ever seen. And he obviously noticed me and my friends stopped. He'd be like, oh my God. And he just turned to us and went, yeah, it's a shame I'm a top though, isn't it? And then walked off. And I was like, you are doing a disservice to the entire community. If you don't let people play around in that fantasy land, because my God, it was like the separation from the lower back and the thighs to just like a gump madness.
Oh, we love that. We love and that. You know
the straight boys do the same thing.
Honestly.
Like, why are you walking around with all this?
Right? But I will say though, the only thing that was interesting in Parklife this year for me is the fact that the music got stopped for 2 hours. Do you know why?
You're gonna have to tell me.
That storm that was passing through the UK literally passed over Manchester, and because they didn't want anyone to be electrocuted or whatever, Dan, there was nowhere to hide. I just had to stand in the middle of a field at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I get soaked for 2 hours because there are 8,000 people in Parklife. They can't handle that. So if and you know, there's only food tents mostly. Because you know it's an open air one.
You just had to stand there
and get wet. And it was so much fun. The only thing that wasn't fun is the fact that you had to literally everyone just mixing with there was fake tanned hair, wee on the floor, wet toilet paper. It wasn't cute, but it was a good time. It was a good time. I will say, shout out to the Parklife people this year who decided to really give the girls a good. I think they catered more for the electronic girls. But I have to say, though, having Honey Dijon play a very straight event like Manchester at Parklife really does bring all the gays together, because honey, not she will drop pure honey in the middle of the dance floor at 5:30 in the afternoon. And the girls were girling. The girls, Dan, I get caught up in the melee. I just saw these queens just part like Moses the Red Sea. And baby, it was a ball in the rain. Girl, these girls were shablamming in the rain, in the mud, and didn't care.
I was like,
that's how you put on a show, because money was spent. And and how often do you hear Beyonce in Park Live? Not very often.
Well, you know me, I've never been to Park Knife, and I will absolutely never forgive them for that stunt they pulled a few years ago.
With Megan,
which I have mentioned umpteenth times. But if you're new to the show, let me tell you that a few years ago, before I had ever seen Megan Thee Stallion live, okay, she was coming to Park Life, Manchester. And I was like, cool, I know Nick, I can go up to Manchester. He's a Park Life girl, let me go have a good time. Mm. So I was waiting for that general sale to come out. And then because we live in the year 2023 or whatever this was, obviously they did a pre-sale. Mm-hmm. And Park Life, in their grand wisdom, decided to announce after the pre-sale that they'd sold all the tickets in pre-sale. Mm. So they weren't going to do a general sale, which means I couldn't get my Megan ticket. And they had me fucked up that day.
I remember that.
They absolutely had me fucked up that day.
That was heavy. But you know what? We live and we move. But apart from that, life is good. Can I have a bit of a cold? I have a bit of a sore throat at the minute. And hay fever is killing me. But you know, we live.
We have a bit of a sore throat, do we?
Danielle. You know there was no cock to suck during this weekend of Park Life.
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know what
I did a lot of screaming and shouting.
You were screaming and shouting and letting it
all out. No. I will tell you though, if they're probably listening, but I don't get it. There was a straight couple I met, right? And I'm pretty sure that they wanted to get a little some in the sheet.
They want a little touch.
Let me tell you why.
Just one
touch. The girlfriend was lovely. Shout out to the Cardiff girls. But her boyfriend was kind of like, You know when the girls do things with the girls at the thing? If you don't know what I mean, I'm talking about the girls.
Oh.
What are
you talking about?
Right. You know straight girls and their boyfriends when they're out and party. You know when they get on it, when they get on the bag, they get a little bisexual. You can feel it coming on. And that's how the boyfriend was feeling towards me. And I was kind of feeling it.
Okay.
Because he was like, do you want to go have a walk for a drink to the bar? I said, like, leave your girlfriend on her own? She don't know my friends. And he's like, yeah, she'll be fine.
Okay, so we're featuring a little tech. You got to leave the girl?
Right, you're going to leave your girlfriend behind? So we went to the bar, and he was like, he's like, did you go to Manchester? You've been to Cardiff? Yeah, I was like, no, been to Cardiff. Then he was like, He was like, so how was your morning? Stuff like that. I was like, my morning was fine. He's like, well, I was good. I was, you know, my girlfriend was just sleeping and I was just having a chill. And I decided, you know, to have a little play with myself. And I'm just like, where's this conversation going in the middle of Park Life at 10:30 on a Saturday night? So then he was like, because, you know, she's on a period and we can't really do anything. So I just have a little bit of a fondle and stuff. It was lovely. And he's like, no, I met a handsome boy like you. My night is really better now. And I'm just like, mama, I don't want what you're giving because your girlfriend is right there, but you can take my Instagram. So I'm going to Cardiff in 2 weeks.
You know that meme of that dog? And it's looking, it just says like LGBT.
There's a meme with the horse where he just looks sideways. Like the gays are stealing the ketamine. And she's like,
yeah.
Well,
you know, bisexuals exist.
Yes, they do, but I feel like they travel in numbers during festival season. I've realized this.
Yeah, and like, the ketamine does make them more apparent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you get in these situations, because I promise you, I've never been in a situation where some straight man has tried to hit on me. It just does not happen.
Come to Manchester.
I just, feel, No, I think it's because I don't go to techno or like electro events. So yeah. I never really meet a straight person in real life outside of a work setting. And in work setting, we're at work, right? You know, we talk about dicks and
football
and all that stuff.
We're gonna talk about football and the Premier League, how fun. But yeah,
I also think maybe it's like you self-select to engage with the straights.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a little homophobic.
Who? Nick. Me?
You need to be giving gays the time you're giving the straight boys.
I just think I've given the girls enough of my touch for the last year and it didn't work. Let me ask for the straight men with consent to give me a little something.
Helping out the straight.
Listen, okay. Eat out to help out.
Not what she's
doing like on the podcast. Not this. Right, Danielle. We need to talk about something. So I need to tell you something right now.
Yeah, we got to do this because I was saying this the other day to you. We ain't done a let me tell you something. It's been weeks. It's been literal weeks.
I have two things I want to bring to the let me
tell you. People have been asking me what this podcast is about. And I keep telling them, we get into pop culture stuff. And it's like, actually, if you listen to the last episodes, we don't. All we do is talk to each other about usually some nonsense that happened to me on a night out.
Correct.
But yes, no.
But let me tell you something. This Instagram, this TikTok going around that I seem to be attacking you, especially Danielle, just you. The girls are coming for you.
Tell me. The
girls are making a big TikTok about the Clapham gays, and I am living for it. I'm living for it. They love to come for the girls at Clapham.
Do you want to explain what it is for those of us who don't know?
So there is a TikTok going around the bends with this white man, I don't know her name, floating around the internet right now. It was shot in the streets of Soho, and she's talking about how the Clapham gays, Dan included, are awful, horrible human beings.
Let me tell you something. Let me take this over, okay? Because So I'm at a house party on Sunday, right? It's a lovely day. We're warm. We're around with mates. There's a few people. I'm meeting some people. We're chatting, right? And people accuse me to my face of being a Clapham gay, to which I have to respond that I am not a Clapham gay.
Okay.
I am a temporarily displaced Elephant and Castle gay.
Okay.
That temporary displacement has lasted 2.5 years, but it's still temporary. Okay. Because let me tell you what Clapham gay is. Clapham gay is a very specific breed of gay. Okay.
Go on. Give a backstory. Give us the story.
So Clapham gays will live somewhere between Clapham North and you could probably stretch it all the way down to Tooting, to be honest. So that includes Balham as well. Like these kind of Clapham gays around the area. They go from north out to Junction.
Are we counting Stockwell Road or no?
Okay, so you have to start at Clapham and work down.
Okay.
The Stockwell ones, so guys, Stockwell is like north of Clapham. It's like the next stop.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little bit different from the Clapham gays.
Mm.
So basically, summer's out. So if you want to go Friday night, Saturday during the day, head to the Clapham Common, head to the Gay Triangle. You will see these girls. They are there. In their numbers, they are packed out. Now, your prototypical Clapham gay is Caucasian. They are a white man.
Correct. Okay?
They are part of a rugby team.
Mm.
There's a few that they can join. One of them is the good one, and the other one is not the good one. And I will let you lot work it out which one is which. Okay? They will drink often at the Arch in Clapham. They love the Arch. Okay? They're really
watching that back in the street.
I know, they don't really fuck with the bridge, which is two doors down. And you know that the bridge is my girls.
Correct.
I love the bridge. Mm, they will fuck to the Arch. They will be Friday night. You'll find them in Two Brewers because it's rugby night on Friday night, and they love to go. So they're going to go there. They're going to get real messy.
Mm.
The key thing about Clapham gays that you must know is they exclusively fuck with people that look like them.
Mm.
So other white rugby boys exclusively, they might dish out into a little like a Latina. They might go a little Spanishy, but they ain't getting any more different than that out loud. Out loud, they ain't getting any different. But correct. You go on Grindr at 4 a.m. and you can see them searching out some color. Okay.
Mm.
This is what we're talking about. They are, they have, I don't know what jobs these boys have, but they have lovely houses.
They usually work in analytics or some shit like that.
Or they're an accountant.
Yeah.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what jobs these boys have to afford these blazers, but they're really good. They fight with each other. They're constantly arguing. Their friendship groups are exclusively people that look like them and also people that they want to fuck. So it's very that. That is what a Clapham gay is as a thing. They are, they're an interesting breed of people who one-on-one can seem quite nice, but you encounter them as a group. It ain't fun.
Mm-hmm. So would you consider yourself a Clapham gay, or are you just there? You just rent
that temporary? Did I not just say that I am a temporarily displaced Elephant Castle? Were you not here 3 minutes ago when I said that?
I'm just kidding.
I live on the border of Clapham and Brixton, okay? I am not integrated with a group of Clapham gays, which I think is very important. If you're going to be a Clapham gay, you have to be integrated with the other Clapham gays. They will know me from Two Brewers a bit. And a few of them will say, hey, and that is cute, and I'm happy. But fair. That's about it. Fair. That's about it. If I'm out causing chaos, I'm not doing it down here. I am running myself up to Elephant. I'm going the other side of the river.
I also feel like the Clapham girls usually argue about a boy that someone of their friends fucked. It's usually that kind of
thing. Oh, yeah. The full high school
it's fight. Always, that's constantly. Always the argue. You fucked Brandon from the gym.
Girl, okay. Brandon, fuck everybody.
Brandon, fuck everybody, Justin.
You all do. I don't know why you get mad.
That's that. Oh, and another topic we'll be talking about, things that are amazing. How are you feeling now that we have now been told that music from one of our favorite girls ever is about to drop this Friday? How are we feeling about that?
If what are you talking about?
I'm talking about Leanne Pinnock dropping her new single on Friday.
Well, we've spoken about this, Nick. When you take the lead on the Let Me Tell You Something, you've got to tell me what you're talking about.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'm sat here staring, no idea.
But also, I think you should know that Beyonce ain't got any music coming out, and D.Y. ain't having music coming out, so it's obvious.
And you said one of our favourite girls, so I knew I'd do it.
Well, you know, well, she's mad.
But you kind of assume that I know what you're talking about. I can't remember what I said 7 minutes ago.
Oh my God. Not the.
You got to let me in. Let me in and tell me.
Not the Alzheimer's at 29. Not this.
Thank you for 29. Absolute lies, but thank you.
Anyway, so yes, I am very excited. If you didn't know Leanne Pinnock, one of the founding members of the girl band Lil Mix is dropping her new single on Friday. It said, Don't Tell Me, Don't Stay Love, and she looks absolutely extraordinary. And we will be streaming because it's this, because let me tell you why. Leanne has never actually got her proper time in the spotlight. I think so, personally. I mean, she did that Christmas music. It was all right. It wasn't great. Yeah. But considering the things she's been through, considering that drama with Messi Nelson a couple of years ago, it's very lovely that she's getting her moment to shine in thing. And you know what? From the 15-second clip that she gave us, which looks very jungle. It looks very jungle. It's very UK garage kind of vibe she's coming with. I think she might have a little hit on her hands here. What do you think?
Yeah, from the clip, I was like, okay, this is sounding cute. And I like it. I like the beat.
I like the beat.
And I always said, like, Leanne has got a perfect voice for, like, we're not going to ask her to be belting. We're not asking her for full Mariah Carey here.
No.
But give her some great production and let her run on the track.
Yeah.
Like, and it's going to be good. It's going to be good. My plan, hope is, because I'm messy, is that I just need it to outstream boys.
Correct.
Which is tough because they're like, you're Jesse led with a Nicki feature, and we knew why. It's so that she could try and have a hit on her hands, and then that flopped because it should have flopped because it was shit. It was, oh my God, so
it was
bad.
Awful. I can't believe we lived through that, like a pandemic.
And can anyone even remember the name of her follow up song where she decided she was going to be white again?
No, I can't.
See,
I can't
remember. So, yeah, Leanne, I do want this song to be successful for her, but I also just want her, like, I want her to develop a fan base of people who, like, will just support her. I want her to do shows. I want her to become a little bit, like, I don't need her to be Beyonce.
No.
But I do need her to be, like, comfortable in doing what she is and happy in what she's doing.
Yeah.
And I just know that, like, obviously there's going to be, I literally just did it. There's going to be comparisons to Jesse's stuff. And I just like, I don't need the girls on Twitter to be like, Jesse Nelson's streaming this one and she's the real queen from Lil Miss Liani.
No, guys, we don't need
the numbers in there. And it's like, girl, we don't care about the numbers. True. We are too old to care about the numbers. Do I like the song? Hopefully, yes. And by that point, I'm going to be good.
I think the marketing team behind her done well. She's in this month's Vogue, talking about her motherhood and an album and how she dealt with the whole drama and stuff. But also, both of us have seen Lil Mix in concert before. We've seen how Leanne is on stage. I think give us a few dancey tracks. Let the girls have that. But give us a ballad when we need to.
No, pause. No, skip.
You like a ballad.
Absolutely skip the ballad. Like, I don't know what it is recently, and by recently I mean over the last 10, 15 years, why the pop girls think we got to slow it down and sing about emotions. And I'm like, Britney Spears did not release a ballad for like 4 albums.
True, okay? True. Every Time was like one of my favorite ballads, which is albums from the first.
Everything had a BPM behind it. Even Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you could still dance.
Sometimes I...
So if we come out with a bop first song and then a different bop second song, and then we're like, okay, let's slow it down for the third song. Absolutely not, girls. Keep me dancing. Summer is here. I want to be in the streets. I want to be moving my little booty. And if you aren't giving me that, I don't know what you're doing for me. Yeah. So just like, no ballads. No ballads.
And don't sing about men like Flo, because we had enough of that.
I like how you will always cave to anything I say, because you literally said you want a ballad and I said no ballads.
No,
it's
because I then remember that every single time that a popular and a ballad, we're kind of like, oh, okay, we kind of just get meh, and they kind of get forgotten about on the pile. So that's what I was thinking there. Like when Rihanna did a fucking ballad, we're like, oh, we had enough now. Where's the music to make
the band? No one needs, what's the fucking Nicki song about a piano?
Grand piano.
No one needs grand piano. Like, don't bring it out again. Just like, come on. Just let's keep it cute for the summer. Maybe let's get Calvin Harris involved.
Yes, please.
Like, let's do some of that.
Calvin, jump on the trend. Get the girl.
Absolutely. Work. Yeah, let's give Leanne like something that Capital FM is going to be running until September.
Yeah, correct. Do you have anything to tell me, girl?
Let me tell you something. So we're in Pride Month, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're in Pride Month, and I'm going to get a little bit loud here. I'm getting a little bit loud because I've been paying attention.
Mm.
And so this is primarily in the US, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have places like Target that mm-hmm. had a Pride collection that mm-hmm. American right-wingers have just like lost their minds about, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then in order to protect their staff, Target told all stores that they needed to move the Pride collection to the back and they had to make it smaller. Because they were getting threats from mm-hmm. something.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart, same thing. Okay? Starbucks now have instructed all of their stores during the middle of Pride Month to remove all of their Pride stuff. Every single store to remove all of their Pride stuff. And my thought is this. When you do this, because fucking nutters are saying we're going to attack you or whatever, you are just showing them that if they don't like something, they can threaten violence and you will cave immediately. So you aren't winning them over. They're not going to be supportive of your business because you decided to take down all your Pride stuff. They're not going to come. They're not going to stop coming for you because they don't stop. They don't learn. Secondly, you are just showing that your support for Pride was conditional. It's conditional on it being not offensive to anyone. It's conditional in not being scary or dramatic or you actually having to take a stand for something. Because y'all thought, oh, we're in the day and age where gay marriage is legal, which is means like everybody's happy and it's we don't have to, like, we can get the gays to pay for coffee here mm-hmm. for $7 or how much it is.
Mm-hmm.
And we can say, yes, we love the gays. We love the gays. It's we all love about gay. Love. Yeah, and this is where... It's not. And why I said the pivot towards making Pride about love was a mistake. Because in order for it to be love, you're like, oh, love, it's fine so long as it's safe. Mm-hmm. So long as everything's safe. And we don't have to, as a as a company, actually take a stand and a viewpoint here, because it's fine to be neutral. Mm-hmm. But the minute you are challenged and you actually have to confront people who are against it, because there are people in this world who are against LGBT people existing. There are people in this world who are against trans people existing in public spaces. Mm-hmm. The minute you have to put your neck on the line and say, actually, am I going to support it, or am I going to just wash my hands of it and not deal with it, and it's not our fight? Y'all all decide to cave. So your pride, this is why we said companies at pride doesn't make any sense to us. Mm-hmm. Because the minute it might affect the amount of money you make, you can wave us out. You gone. It doesn't matter to us. And you can say you're doing it for the safety of your staff. Mm. And you can say that.
You can say that very loudly, but it's not. Are you implementing it? No. Yeah. Look what's happening.
All you're doing is saying we can't say out loud. Yeah. That being LGBT is fine. Yeah. And we support Pride during Pride Month in case some nutter comes to attack us. Girl, we live every day with the understanding that at some point, somebody who just doesn't like the fact that I am gay, or a bender, as that guy in the street called me the other day, could just come and attack me. We live with that every day. You ain't saving us from anything. You ain't protecting your staff from anything. All you are saying is that you actually didn't support us enough to that when we need you to stand up and say, nah, you girls are in the wrong. Y'all can't threaten us. You can't threaten our staff in order for us to not support this community. You're just going to say, do you know what? Take it down. Mm. Take it down. It ain't worth it. The fight ain't ours. So it's a fuck you to every company that has ever done that. To every company that's ever had a Pride collection, your Bud Light, you can get a fuck you too for that nonsense you pulled in the face of this actual stuff, to the actual cave-in. I thought we were Americans. I thought you guys didn't negotiate with terrorists. I thought there was a whole thing.
That too.
And here you are negotiating because of safety for your thing.
Do you know what?
If you want to be safe, actually use the police. It's Pride Month, okay, and the police owe us. So you may be sending them things, making reports who these people are getting them arrested. But let me know. I'm assuming that the police wouldn't do anything, because when have the police ever done anything to actually help or protect people?
Never.
Fucking never.
Absolutely never.
That's it.
It's quite sad, isn't it? It's quite sad because I feel like every single year, and especially in recent time, I feel like we are just being under attack again. It's crazy. And mostly during Pride Month, it's more... Companies that are meant to be like stand with your gays, your trans and stuff. Maybe by putting the Pride collection in sections and putting it to the back, it's like you're trying to say, well, you're wanted here, but you could. It's
just,
over there.
As long as no one can see you.
Yeah, yeah. You can come, but you just have to go through.
We accept that you're gay. We just don't want you to tell grandma.
Yeah. It's very bad.
Because she can't accept it. Yeah. And, you know, she's old. It's the thing. So if you could just lessen yourself, if you just hide a bit. It's actual bollocks. Like, you just, it's less offensive to just not do anything Pride related.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
Right, and tell me, just tone down the gay.
I don't know what LGBT person asked you companies to start jumping on board and be like, yeah, Pride and everything. I don't know who, none of us asked you to.
Nobody.
We appreciate the memo. I've never got the memo.
I appreciate
the ones to do correctly, but if it's conditional and the fact is like, oh, the minute you actually have to stand up and say, this is what we're doing and this is who we're supporting, and you cave, you get to fight. You don't get to come to Pride. You don't get to walk in the thing. You don't get to hand out a rainbow cup to me, Starbucks, and say, oh, thingy thing, all of this stuff, because you're scared.
Mm.
You ain't think we're scared? It's bullshit. Absolutely bullshit.
It is bullshit. But, you know, it's sad we have to deal with this during Pride Month as well. But you know what? We will just got to keep on strong, keep on moving. Keep on moving.
I did not guess that in the year of our Lord 2023, we were going to have to be dealing with actual Nazis again.
No.
And the funny thing is, like, they just seem to be, like, complaining on Twitter.
It's awful in there. I say enjoy Twitter. No, I don't enjoy it anymore.
The minute he changed that thing so that, like, if you pay for Twitter Blue, your responses get put right to the top of things. Yeah. I'm just like, you see a funny tweet about something and then you have to scroll through a list of just the most awful people.
Honestly.
Before you get to, like, this. Oh, Elon ruined it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. We've been the loud brown gays. We've been the hot brown gays. We've been the warm brown gays. We've been the sweaty brown gays.
I just think it works as well.
Uh-huh. Mm. We ready? I've got to go into the office tomorrow and it hasn't got any aircon.
I love that.
I'm going to be sat, I'm going to be sat there in my underwear like, sorry guys, deal with it. Yeah. I'm not doing this.
If you want to go to HR.
Exactly. Oh my God. So you find me at Dan James LDN. You can find Nick at It's Nick Charles on Instagram and Twitter. You can follow Labrangaze at Labrangaze. And we will be back next week with some more hot, sweaty mess.
Yes.
We're going to have to get some summer subs to come and do this hosting. I know. Because, oh my God, it's too sweaty.
It's not a one.
I know.
Okay, bye girlies. Bye. Also, do you know who's about to drop music on Friday as well?
Who?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh. Well, maybe she'll do something cute for the summer.
The song is called Vampire. About a boy sucking the energy out of her. And you know what? I'm not here for it. We already had a sad summer last year.
I would take this. I literally had a conversation about this because I was saying I'm tired of Flo. And they're like, boys are sad. And they were like, well, were you tired of Beyonce when she released Lemonade? And they're like, she was 36, a grown woman talking about her husband cheating on her. Actual problems. Y'all be making music about boys you met in a club. Not piling you off. If you don't get your hot pants on and some little shorts, a little vest top, and go work the streets, I'm so mad. Why can't they just do cute shit? Girls. Any recording artist, the boys you meet at your age, you are a whole 22. The boys you meet in ain't shit. They ain't gonna be shit. No one cares.
Don't write songs about them either. Don't get them the credit. Don't get the time of the day.
Exactly. Oh my God, if you don't take a road trip with your girls and write some songs about the chaos you got up to, please.
Niggas in shit. That's all it is.
Ugh. Well, I hope Olivia Rodrigo don't sing that. Oh, that'd be fun. That'd be a let me tell you something.
Not this.